Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
After Mayor Lightfoot expressed disappointment with the COVID testing efforts of the Chicago Public Schools, the teachers' union held an online community forum to discuss the situation. As WBBM's Jim Goodis reports, CTU's demanding action from the mayor and the school board.
After telling reporters last week that everything she had heard suggested that schools were safe and students were protected, the mayor told Channel 11 that the testing program got off to a slow and confusing start. The CTU forum included several parents, including Christina Perez, who accused schools of not following all safety protocols or informing parents immediately when their children might have been exposed.
Twice we asked the office what's going on, and we don't understand. Why don't they answer our question?
The CTU hopes such stories will pressure the mayor's office and CPS to agree to union demands for more COVID safety protocols in city schools. The mayor says the city's public health commissioner is working with CPS to improve contact tracing and investigations of COVID cases, and Lightfoot says she's confident the situation will improve. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are investigating two separate shootings that left one teenager dead and two teens badly wounded yesterday on the South Side. More this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The shooting happened between 2:30 and 6:30 in the evening yesterday. Police say 15-year-old Jamari Williams, a Simeon High School student, was with a bunch of other students at Chatham Market on 83rd and Holland when a black car drove up and someone inside began shooting. By some counts, there were 15 shots. Williams was hit in the chest and killed. This distraught student tells CBS 2.
We lose a student every year, and it's like, when is it going to stop?
Meanwhile, on 52nd and Lake Park Avenue in Hyde Park, police say two teens were inside a car when they were shot. The 14-year-old was hit in the leg and was reported in critical condition. The 15-year-old was shot in the head and is said to have been in serious condition. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The nation's top doctor expressed concerns over COVID yesterday while touring UIC Hospital. U.S. Surgeon General Vic Murthy addressed the burnout rates among frontline healthcare workers and discussed the communal approach needed to keep children safe during in-person learning.
We know that getting our kids back in school is one of the most important things we have to do. We've got to do that, do it safely. And fortunately, we know how to reduce risk for our children. But it's also important for those kids who are too young to be vaccinated that we recognize that vaccinating people around them is really one of the key things we can do to keep our children safe.
And the Department of Public Health says the state's average case positivity rate fell to 3.4%, lowest since late July. City's positivity rate stands at 3%. Guinness is planning to tap in Chicago's Fulton Market with a brewery and pub. More from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The Guinness Chicago Tap Room would be the second venture in the U.S. by the 260-year-old company, another opened in Maryland. Jay Sethi with the Irish Brewers parent company says Chicago is a natural choice. He told the Sun-Times the history of Chicago in general fits our values beyond just the Irish history. He said the 15,000-square-foot building, the former Pennsylvania Railroad Terminal at 375 North Morgan Street, is this awesome old building that just felt like I was walking into a little bit of what a building would have in Dublin. The plan is to be open in time for St. Patrick's Day in 2023 in Fulton Market.
Now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, Josh Liss.
Hey, Pat, clinching it easy, not for the slumping White Sox to try again in Detroit with Reynaldo Lopez at noon today. The magic number frozen at 2 to clinch the AL Central. The Sox are just 8-10 in September after yesterday's loss to the Tigers 5-3.
I'd like to say I've seen a lot, but I know I haven't seen it all. You know, when that time comes, we'll I know we'll try our best, but, I mean, I would like to see all three phases put together.
Sox blow a 2-0 lead a day after blowing a 3-0 advantage as the Tigers break away for a 3-run seventh off Jace Fry and Aaron Bummer. The Sox strand 13 runners on base. You heard the voice of Dallas Keuchel, who needed 95 pitches to get through just 5 innings, a 2-run ball, giving up a whopping 11 hits.
I mean, I thought I was making some really, really quality pitches. Just frustrating. I mean, it's a 2-0 ball game. I feel like I pitched better than giving up 2 runs. I mean, 11 hits. It's pretty outrageous. So, I just got to hang with it.
But the Sox are still in position to snare their first AL Central crown in 13 years with a victory this afternoon, coupled with a Cleveland loss to KC tonight. Sox wouldn't clinch last night anyway. Cleveland beat Kansas City 4-1. Yu Chang, first inning bases loaded, triple holds up. Houston up 5 games on the Sox for home field in a round one series. Astros slam the Angels 10-5. Minnesota hangs a 9-5 loss on the Cubs and Alec Mills. The Cubs blow a 3-2 lead after 3 innings and go down despite home runs from Wilson Contreras and Trace Thompson. The Cubs have lost 8 of 10. St. Louis snared its 10th win in a row. Back to work Wednesday for the Bears with question marks hanging over injured quarterback Andy Dalton. Justin Fields prepping to start, maybe for the first time Sunday in Cleveland. I'm the home of the Bears, Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The FBI needs your help to track down an armed robber who held up the Fifth Third Bank at Showplace Drive in Naperville yesterday morning. The Naperville Sun reports the robbery prompted lockdowns at several Indian Prairie District 204 schools.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.